I've never gotten a view before.
You were so amazing as the king. I was really impressed. I was. Although, you know what? You might want to consider wearing underwear next time. Yeah, because when you stand down on your throne, you can just kind of see your royal subject.
There it is. The only thing worse than the mindless adolescent direction is Joseph Tribbiani's disturbingly unskilled portrayal of the king.
Okay, look, that is one guy's opinion. Yeah. All right, please, read yours.
Okay. The only thing worse than the mindless adolescent direction...
Does anybody have one from a different paper? Ross, read yours.
I don't want to.
Maybe they do. I've been doing this 10 years and I haven't gotten anywhere. There's got to be a reason.
Well, come on, man. You're just paying your dues.
No. It's too hard. It's not worth it. I quit.
Wait. 1 minute. Wait a minute. I believe this will change your mind. In a mediocre play, Joseph Tribbiani was able to achieve brilliant new levels of, on page 153, sucking.
Found out you have to put your hands in the cows and stuff.
Hi.
Are you okay?
Yeah. This is a tough day at work, you know? Stegosaurus fell over. Trapped the kid. Well, I know this jacket. It's just Fun Bobby's jacket. Where is he? What? He's here, isn't he?
Maybe.
Don't toy with me.
Gallery! Fun Bobby!
Whoa, hey, you've been working out, huh?
Not at all. I love this guy. It's so psyched to hear you back with my sister.
You and me both.
Hey, so what I miss? Come on.
Oh, we were just trying to make Joey feel better.
Hey, you need me to pick you up?
No, I'm all right, man.
No, I'm picking you up.
Huh?
Hey, no, seriously, I don't need you to pick
you up. All right, it
still
works.
Okay.
Now, before I go, does anybody else need to be picked up?
I'm still going to go.
Okay, I'll see you later, babe.
Public display of affection coming up. You're going to bridge your eyes.
Fun Bobby is so great.
Oh, isn't he?
I really think this time of day I work with him. I mean, it just makes me feel so good. And I've been doing so lousy in the last couple of months. No job, no boyfriend. Well, at least my cup is half full. Half full of love. And for our 2-week anniversary, he's going to take me to his cousin's cabin for the weekend. Cabin of love. We went to a lot of wine tonight, you guys.
Really? I only had 2 glasses.
I just had a glass.
2. I had 1 glass.
Well, I had about a month full, and this lovely I got boned at the Museum of Natural History month.
Okay, so that's what, 2 bottles, and yet somehow we went through 5?
Oh.
Drank a lot tonight.
Yeah, but, you know, now that I think about it, I don't think I've ever seen Fun Bobby without a drink in his hand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, did you notice how he always starts his stories with, I was so wasted, or, oh, we were so bombed, or, so I wake up and I'm in this dumpster in Connecticut.
Monica, have you ever been with him when he wasn't drinking?
Well, we just happen to go to a lot of places where you might drink. I mean, how do you go to a wine tasting without something to drink? Or to a club? Or to the zoo? Rich, is this that non-fat milk?
I don't know. Why don't you taste it?
No.
Oh, well, too late. Sorry, I already had some.
What do you say we make these coffees Irish?
Cake!
Yeah, we're gonna get some cake.
You know, it seems like you've been making an awful lot of stuff Irish lately.
Well, it would make them Belgian, but the waffles are hard to get into that flask. Yeah, okay.
Look, maybe this is none of my business, or maybe it is. I don't know. I'm kind of worried about you.
Okay, look. This isn't the first time somebody said something to me about this, but I don't know. I always made excuses about it, like I'm just a social drinker, or, hey, come on, it's Flag Day.
So what are you saying now?
I guess I'm saying I'll try and quit. I kind of like that you worry about me.
So, what's going on?
I am going to try and quit drinking.
Hey!
Guess who's back in show business?
Oh, Lord Green?
No, Paige, you know why? Because he's dead.
Oh, no.
Okay, I guess it's going to seem kind of bittersweet now, but Joey, that's who!
Oh, really?
Yeah. My agent just called me with an audition for Days of Our Lives.
Oh, yeah. We have to celebrate. You know what we should do? We should do like a soap opera theme.
Hey, yeah. We can all sleep together and then one of us could get amnesia.
Hey, Rach, what time do you get off? We're all going to do something tonight.
Well, actually, I'm already done. But I kind of got plans.
You have other friends?
I have a date.
What?
With a man?
What is so strange about me having a date?
What about Ross? Are you still mad at him because he made that list about me?
No, I'm not mad at him. I'm not really anything at him anymore.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Whatever I was feeling, I'm not.
But you guys came so close.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry, you guys. You're just going to have to get used to the fact that I will not be dating Ross.
Here he is.
Hi. Guys, this is Ross.
Hi.
You're not talented. You're very talented. It's just that with the bird dead and all, there's very little act left. Oh, honey, give me a break, will you? Oh, I'll talk to you later. Well, there's my favorite client. So tell me, darling, how was the audition?
Well, I think it went pretty well. I got a call back for Thursday.
Joe, have you ever seen me ecstatic?
No.
Well, here it is.
Okay, listen. There's something I want to talk to you about. The network casting lady.
Oh, isn't Rory a doll?
Yeah, she's great, but I kind of got the feeling that she was sort of coming on to me. And I definitely would get the part if I would have, you know... if I would have sent a little general in.
Oh! I'm just going to put in a call here, and we'll find out what's going on and straighten it out. Yeah, hi. Lori, please. Hi, darling. So, how about Joey Tribbiani for the part of the cab driver? Isn't he terrific? Uh-huh. Okay, doll, I'll talk to you later. Yeah, you're going to have to sleep with her.
Fun Bobby.
What? Isn't he sober?
Oh, he's sober all right.
It turns out that Fun Bobby was fun for a reason.
All right, here you go, sweetie.
Thanks. You want to hear something funny?
Oh, God, yes.
There are no hardware stores open past midnight in the village.
That is funny.
I needed to buy a hammer the other night, and I'm out walking around the neighborhood, but apparently there are no hardware stores open past midnight in the village.
Say, honey, don't you have to be at your interview now?
Oh, yeah. See you guys.
Bye. Ridiculously dull, Bobby.
Oh, my God. Not that bad. Not that bad. Did you not hear the hammer story?
Okay. Don't get all squinky.
Maybe it was just the kind of story where you had to be there. But I'm gonna be there for the rest of my life. I mean, I can't break up with him. I'm the one who made him quit drinking. He's dull because of me.
All right, don't say that. He's probably always been dull. You just, set it free.
Hey, Russ.
Hi, Russ.
I've just got two more tables to play and then we'll go.
Okay. I'll just sit here and chat with your friend type people.
Rachel? Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so you know what you're doing, right?
What'd you think?
Well, yeah, but no. I mean, doesn't Russ remind you of someone?
Huh. Bob Saget?
Oh, yeah! No. Oh.
Hi.
Oh, my.
What's wrong?
She's just upset because she buttered a spider into her toast this morning.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Pete, this is going to be okay. Ross.
Hi. Are you a friend of Rachel?
Yes, I am.
Are you a friend of Rachel?
Actually, I'm kind of a, date type thing of Rachel.
A date?
Yeah, I'm her date.
Oh, you're the date.
You know, this is actually good, because if we ever lose Ross, we have a spare.
Oh, you are the paleontologist.
Yes, I am. And you are a periodontist.
See, they're as different as night and later that night.
Well, I am going to get a beverage. It was nice meeting you. Ditto. I met Russ.
Oh.
Hey, I didn't know we were seeing other people.
Well, we're not seeing each other.
Huh.
So?
Well, for your information, there's a woman at the museum who's curator of moths and other winged things. She's let it be known that she is drawn to me, much like a. Well, so far I've been keeping her at bay, but if this is the deal.
This is the deal.
Okay, well, have a nice evening.
Thank you. Russ, you ready?
Yeah.
Bye.
She's dating? Yes, but did you see who she was dating?
What do you mean?
Do you not see it?
See what? I don't know what she sees in that goober.
Hello? A week to get out of town?
Yeah, it's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah?
Hey. Whoa.
Well, I'm guessing you didn't get the part, or Italy called and said it was hungry?
Well, the part's mine if I want it.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
If I'm willing to sleep with the casting lady.
Oh, my
God!
10 years I've been waiting for a break like this, Chandler.
10 years. I mean, days of our lives. That's actually on television.
So what are you going to do?
I guess I could sleep with her. I mean, how can I do that?
Well, I've got a pop-up book that told me everything I need to know.
I've never slept with someone for a part.
Well, is she...
Sorry. Is she good-looking?
Yeah.
She's totally good-looking. I mean, if I met her in a bar or something, I'd be buying her breakfast.
You know, after having slept with her.
You know, maybe this isn't such a big deal, you know? I mean, the way that I see it is you get a great job and you get to have sex. You know, I mean, throw in a tree and a fat guy and you've got Christmas. I just don't think that I want it that way, though, you know? I mean, let's say I do make it, all right? I'm always going to look back and wonder if it was because of my talent or because of, you know, the little general.
Didn't you used to call it the little major?
Yeah, but after Denise DeMarco, I had to promote it.
Can I get you something from the bar?
Yes, I would like something. No. No, thank you.
If you want a drink, it's okay with me. I've got to get used to it.
No, really, I wouldn't feel right about it. Just some water.
So the light went out in my refrigerator.
Please, scotch on the rocks with a twist.
Hey, we're having some fun now, huh, Ross? Want to do another one? Huh, Ross? Okay, 11 letters. Atomic element number 101 ends in ium.
Dysprosium.
Dysprosium. Front mendelevium. And weenie number 2 has it. That's, of course, 9 Down, Nights in White Satin was sung by the Doody Blues.
You don't see it? You actually don't see it?
What?
Okay, honey, you're dating Ross.
No, Paige, I'm dating Ross.
Ross is Ross.
Ross.
See, Sleeve. Okay, no one is named Sleeve. What the hell are you talking about? Other than their names being similar, I'm sorry, I do not see what you're seeing.
For your information, it's a card sharp, not a card shark.
You could not be more wrong.
You could try, but you would not be successful.
Okay, I'm going to get some more coffee before the pinching and eye-poking begins.
I know what your problem is.
Oh, you do, do you?
Mm-hmm. You're jealous.
Of what?
You're jealous because I'm a real doctor.
Hey, you're a doctor of gums.
That's the smallest body part you can major in. It's like day one floss, day two. Here's your diploma.
Hey, listen.
No.
Let me finish.
No.
Let me finish.
No.
You let me finish.
Hi.
Hi.
I didn't think he knew.
Hey, would you sleep with somebody to get a great job?
I don't know. Who would I have to sleep with?
Me.
Why would I have to sleep with you?
It's my game. You want the job or not? Hey.
Morning.
Where are you going?
Well, Bobby and I are going away for the weekend, remember?
Oh.
What's all the bottles of liquor?
What's going on? Is Bobby drinking again?
Oh, no, this is not for him. This is for me. That way he's still sober, but I find the stories about shoelaces much more amusing. Oh, God, even his knock is boring.
Hi, I'll be ready in just a second.
Can I talk to you a minute?
Sure.
This is really hard for me to say.
Oh, God, you fell off the wagon.
Oh, no. It's about you.
What about me?
I think you may have a drinking problem.
What, these? No, these are, for cuts and scrapes.
Look, I am just not strong enough to be in a codependent relationship right now, okay?
Oh, shoot.
Well, anyway, I hope we can be friends.
Okay. Take care. Okay, thank you. Bye. What happened? Well, we kind of broke up.
Oh.
Does anybody want these?
No, I'll take one. Sometimes I like to hold stuff like this and pretend I'm a giant.
Hey.
Hey!
How cool that girl. It was unbelievable. I walked in there and she was all over me.
So what'd you do?
Well, I couldn't do it. I told her I didn't want to get the part that way.
Good thing.
Well, wait. But then after I left her office, she caught up with me at the elevator and offered me an even bigger part.
So, yeah.
So?
You are now looking at Dr. Drake Ramore, neurosurgeon recovering in at least 4 episodes!
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
I guess you guys heard Rachel dumped me.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
All she said was that I reminded too much of somebody. You have any idea who she's talking about?
I do. Bob Saget. Hey.
Hey,
Julie. Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, I don't know, honey. Definitely weird not being with Ross, but I guess I'm doing okay. Actually, I've got some of this stuff that he